My lady tied the silk scarves loosely around my wrists, the material so cool and black against my satin skin, now curled in half knots and twists. I watched with sultry eyes, dark passioned as night, as she pulled her wanton tool tight, tighter. Ensnared, I could not take flight. She secured each scarf across the table with sheer adroitness, as my heavy breasts pressed cold against its surface, and my eyes turned dark as sable. Old wood grains brushed coarse on their softness, sheer bliss, arousing, teasing, each firm rose nipple, unrushed, as beneath her kiss, an excited electric ripple traversed the length of my spine. I could sense her thirst. I felt the warmth emanating from her as manicured nails raked up the backs of my thighs. I tucked on those silk ties, and she spread my legs wide, wider, with a firmness that belied the passion now soon to be released. I was to be her feast. I could not still my heartbeats as they clamoured wildly within my chest. I was enamoured, and I knew she would take me towards that crest, that peak of desire we all seek, where there is no rest, and we are taken again and again and again. Who could refrain? I felt her fingertips tug at the buckle of my belt, so very svelte, and with gentle lips, oh so sweet, now resting on my cheek, she deftly freed me from its confines, tugging hard on my jeans and panties, with little regard, as they fell past my slow-swaying hips in loose folds around my feet. Her hips now pressed hard against my nakedness, and I caught my breath sharply, suddenly breathless, when I felt her silky smoothness pushing on to me, and the coolness of Chablis now trickled seductively down my back in rivers. She licked the track of each shimmering droplet, causing shivers that tickled and aroused me as our silhouette danced its mesmeric spree. Moistness escaped the warm crevice between my thighs and slid lower, slowly, as she replaced her chalice with a light chink upon the table and continued to drink from me. I could not disguise my surprise when she hurriedly stood with palms pressed flat on old table wood and felt her firmness now pushing, invading, pervading my sexuality. With the heady scent of leather, I realized in my reality why she had sought to tether me. She rode me hard, her painted nails digging into my smooth satin skin, as silver studs glinted on the black leather strap pulled tight across her waist. I was not chaste. The snap-slap of her thighs on mine mingled with pleasured cries and sighs as the table grated and now warm wine spilled across grey-slated tiles. I felt the tightening in my arse, burning, yearning, as with each pass she took me harder, with her ardour, and forcefully, following my entreaty, pumped deeply into me. She hooked her arms around my waist, and those same svelte fingers reached down to find my pulsing bud. My juices began to flood. She rubbed seductively with one thumb, then with fist curled, she spun my world as she plundered my velvet cavern, and, with a flick, a turn, I was overcome, friction burn. She sought to overwhelm, succeeding through my pleading in leading me to her realm of sexual desire and my fantasy's lyre. She took me erotically, again and again and again, into her domain, until passions fulfilled, our juices spilled, our lover's milk, like satin and silk.